Hi, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Jay.
And you're listening to episode 28 of the Salty Mother Clutchers podcast.
So like way back in the day, back pre-COVID times, whenever you could do basically whatever you want and travel wherever you needed to be. I remember waking up at like, I don't know, some absurd time. It was still dark out and it was fucking freezing cold. And like I had a day of riding planned, just a day trip, but like an all day fucking trip. You don't really plan like much beyond that sometimes. If you're going on a big camping trip, you might like plan some things, but like this was just a day trip. So I just like, it's like, fuck, this is what we're going to do. And I'm going to meet, I think I was meeting Crashy Tom somewhere in Nova Scotia or something. And I got up and it was dark out and just like put on pants and left the house sort of thing. Like, you know, showers not required. And ended up at, you know, as most people do, at Tim Hortons. And I think like I downed a coffee like in instance and took two breakfast sandwiches and stuffed them in my denim coat pocket. And I was already kind of running late, probably because of the coffee. And then...
You did this before you met Crashy Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I'm still, like, in Charlottetown. And I have to meet him in, like, Nova Scotia or New Brunswick or something.
Okay.
So, like, and the sun's not up. It's completely dark yet. But I also have this, like, memory of, like, riding, like, on, like, empty streets, like, you know, through, like, all these, like, blinking red lights or orange lights or whatever. Because, like, they're not even on.
Yeah.
And just, like... scarfing fucking breakfast sandwiches like that are jammed in my pocket.
So were you like riding and eating them at the same time?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You just like, you can chomp a couple bites, keep on riding. Like I said, there's no traffic in the city at that point. So like at that early.
Yeah.
So like there wasn't really much to do, but if you come across like a stoplight or something, you just like kind of jam in your pocket or just on your lap for a millisecond and then away you go. And like, I don't think I ate for the rest of that day, but,
you're like, I got my 500 calories. I'm good to go.
That's like 5,000 calories. I'll see you later. But like, that's like a road trip. Like, some of them are, they're planned and they're overplanned and blah, blah, blah. But some of them are just spontaneous and you don't have the planning. And, at the time we were not vegan.
Yeah.
Obviously I'm going to Tim Hortons. So no. I think the only vegan option at Tim Hortons is like peanut butter on a plain bagel or something. At the time.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, to clarify, we weren't vegan at the time. Like, we've been vegetarian as basically as long as we've known each other.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a long fucking time.
Yeah, vegetarian forever. And like off and on vegan once in a while.
We were vegan for a long stint. And then like our constant is always vegetarian.
Yeah.
I've been vegetarian for like 24 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 24 years, actually.
I'm not doing math, so like,
I'm older than you.
Yeah.
But...
we're both aging very well.
Beautifully.
Wonderfully.
Anyway, that still makes you be vegetarian for like 19 years.
Yeah.
So, road food. That day you decided, like, my road food's going to be these two probably like... egg and cheese on, well, they have biscuits now, but egg and cheese on English muffins. Yeah, wow.
Whatever the fuck it was. It's like your breakfast thingy-majig. And they're like, that is my meal for the day.
Yeah.
Like as a vegetarian, especially driving like some back roads in like fucking, who the fuck knows, New Brunswick or Nova Scotia or wherever.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to run into food very often. You know, remotely vegetarian or, you know, whatever.
Like on those,
so like that was my calories for the day.
So those kinds of days, like really the only time you're probably eating is at like if you can find something at a gas stop.
Yeah, we're stopping often for gas. At the time I was not on the Sportster, so I didn't have to stop as often.
This was the Shadow?
Yeah.
Honda Shadow before you had
the Sportster. Yeah, this is the 1100 Shadow.
Okay. We've talked about this on the podcast before, like we just go. Like we don't eat for a long time. We eat what we can when we can, and we're kind of like usually we eat before we go, and then we eat when we arrive. And that could be 14 hours later.
Yeah.
Unless you can find something at a gas station. Now, as a vegetarian person, what can you eat from a gas station? I think it's literally junk food and snacky things.
Yeah, it's junk food. As vegetarian, you have a more junk food option. As vegan, you're limited to, like, I don't know.
You're getting peanuts.
You're getting peanuts.
Yeah, and, like, okay, peanuts are good, but, like, you're never going to feel full.
Yeah.
And, like, you would never eat this, and I probably wouldn't eat it on the road either, but otherwise, like, gas station food and stuff, it's all, like, hot dogs and meat sandwiches. Yeah. We could get an egg salad sandwich. You would never do that.
That's the most you could ask for at, like, a truck stop or something is, like, yeah, egg salad sandwich, and, like, half the time it's just fucking tuna and, like, weird shit. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that unless I was literally on the way to the hospital dying.
And, like, that's a terrible food to, like, even bring with you on the road. If you had, like, just a quick bite and, like, you want to store it for the rest of your trip. Yeah. Not a thing.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, so, and the other thing is storing it for your trip is you probably are packed and you probably have packed precisely and you don't have room to bring shit. Like, yeah. Especially if you're going on a road trip, maybe you can show, like, neither one of us has saddlebags. Like,
yeah.
You'd have to have taken a bag with you to shove something in.
Well, there's kind of like two sides to this. There's like being vegetarian on the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's the spontaneous trip when you're like, fuck yeah. Someone's like, let's go do this. And you're like, you know what? Yeah, let's go do that now. And you just go do it. And you're like, fuck, I'm hungry. And there's nothing to eat ever.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's go to McDonald's. And you're like, no. Or, like, I know this great coffee shop in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not really in for, like, a hamburger platter right now. That's not really my jam.
And a tea biscuit's not going to cut it.
So, like, I remember being on trips, like, aside from the breakfast trip.
Yeah.
Like, my go-to on trips like that.
Yeah.
I just jam my pockets full of Clif Bars.
Yeah.
And I don't eat all day. We've talked about that on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Just don't fucking eat. It's not just because, like, we're assholes and that's our riding style and we don't want you to eat either.
Mm-hmm.
It's because there's nowhere for us to eat. So we're not used to eating. So you jam your pocket full of Clif Bars and, much like my breakfast story, yeah, you just, like, have a chomp of that every once in a while.
Yeah,
but, and you don't die that day.
But you can't do that with wearing a Gringo.
Gringo fucking sucks.
Yeah, you can't eat. I, like, before I got my Gringo, like, I am addicted to mint Blistex, and I'd just be riding down the road, reach in my pocket, open my Blistex, put it on, like, 1,000 times a ride. Now, and definitely eat stuff, like, eating granola bars and stuff, like, for sure. Now, can't do it.
Yeah, I've ridden with people who have, like, full-on smoke breaks while riding.
Yeah.
Like, can't do that in a fucking Gringo.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Like, hotbox it?
Well, you'd have to like pull it up, like up or down. Pull it down, I guess, because you'd have the strap done on your chin.
Yeah, or I don't know, like drill a custom smoke hole. Maybe you can vape. Maybe you can, like, tuck a vape down your shirt. Like, do they even get warm? Like, what's?
I don't know.
It's not like a.
I don't know how to vape. I don't know. What's smoking?
Maybe they have, like, vape helmets.
Gross.
We should have talked about this. This should have been on the technology episode.
You push a little button on the side of your helmet, and then you get hotbox for, like, a brief moment.
Yeah, one's your signal lights, the other one's your GoPro, and one's your fucking vape canister. Like, fucking getting hotbox on the highway.
But yes, ideally, I would just be reaching in my pocket, pulling out a granola bar, and chomping on that.
Yeah.
Clif Bars have been a go-to, I think, for us.
So, like, the other sorts of trips where, like, you can do that for a little bit, and, like, you've done enough spontaneous trips to know that, like, if you're planning to, you know, camp overnight or, like, spend, like, a weekend or, you know, four or 5 days somewhere, you can't just play that by ear.
Yeah.
You might run into restaurants. You might run into some place with, like, plain French fries. And that's, you know, deep-fried potatoes.
And that's the best you're going to do.
That's the best you're going to do. It. And you can't live off that for 4 or 5 days.
Like, you can, but your soul will be crushed.
Yeah. And, like, it's a trip ruiner, too, sometimes. When you're just eating fucking... And I don't mean, like, road garbage, like you're eating, like, you know, fast food and stuff. But, like, as a vegetarian, you're eating literally shit that you wouldn't normally eat at all.
Yeah.
And it's literally your only option in some of these places, especially small towns.
So we were talking about just before we started recording, we were chatting about like, oh God, what was the worst food trip that we ever had? And I was like, I think the worst for food was the time we went to Wreck Cove and stayed at the Wilderness Cabins. Though I think that was one of the most fun trips we had.
Yeah, it was a really fun trip. I'm glad you brought that up because I completely forgot about the food scenario there.
Yeah.
Because the only thing I remember is the good times.
Yeah.
And the beer.
So we... Okay, within walking distance from the Wilderness Cabins, about a kilometer or so, there's like there's a general store. They have everything. Like, so we kind of assumed, like, we were safe, and we were just gonna like arrive at the cabins, unload the bikes, go for a walk down to the Wilderness store with a beer, grab a handful of groceries, and they were closed.
There it is. That's the weekend.
We got there too late. They were closed. And my father happened to have packed up some things, like a can of ham, which is
useless. No, they got that at the store.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he brought it from home.
No. The store is closed, but we had nothing that night.
Oh,
Next day, the store is open. So they ended up walking down the road and like...
The
pickings were slim.
They came back with a carton of eggs, loaf of bread or two, and... a big can of ham.
Yeah.
And so for the whole weekend, we had such a fucking good time, but we literally ate eggs and bread.
Yeah.
So it was like a scrambled egg sandwich, an egg on toast, scrambled eggs with toast on the side.
Yeah. It's like a keto nightmare weekend. It's literally just beer and bread.
Beer, bread, and eggs.
Yeah.
And they, like, my father and your father still, this is years later.
The best ham I ever had. That Cape Breton shop ham is so good.
I swear to fuck though, like dad brought that with him. I think he snuck that with him. I think they got,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think he had that stashed at home and my mother wasn't around and he was like, oh, I can take a whole can of ham with me. Like a giant fucking, you know the one, everyone. It's the one with the key on the side and you twist key open. Ugh.
It's not even Spam. It's like cam.
I blame my parents for me being vegetarian.
Yeah.
From the ripe old age of 16.
Well, like, point is, like, that's all they fucking talked about that weekend. Oh, that was so funny. That's so great. And then we got the ham. After not eating for a day, the ham was the best thing I ever tasted.
Yeah.
And it's like, some of us still have not eaten.
I think we might have had chips. Some
of us aren't going to eat for a couple days.
I think dad brought chips and that's what we ate the first night. Yeah.
And it's the result of spontaneity.
Yeah.
It's like you're just feeling the vibes, you're doing the road trip, you're going out there, and you're like, we'll just deal with shit as it comes. It's a fine way to live, yes. Unless you're vegetarian some of the time.
Yes.
And we should have talked about this on the anxiety episode, too, because that's a source of fucking anxiety.
I do feel anxious about food on the road.
So when packing for a trip, because now I'm, like I said, like I'm anxious, so like I want to pack more than a handful of Clif Bars in my like jacket pockets.
Yeah.
So like, but it's so hard to know what to pack because like, you know, you have to deal with, you're on the road. So like, even if you have a cooler, shit gets fucking hot.
Yeah. You got to pack small.
Yeah.
So the camping trips that I've gone on without you, they'd be like weekend long camping trips. And what I would do for myself is probably make two veggie meat sandwiches. So I'd make like two tofurkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
Which are literally just going to be white bread, tofurkey, and margarine. Because I don't want to use mayo because I'm paranoid it's going to go like rotten. And then I'll make up like a couple little like packages of peanuts. So I can grab like a small package like at any given time. Mm-hmm. And then like a mittful of some sort of Clif Bars, granola bars, anything like that. So like... I know the sandwiches have got me covered for day one.
Yeah.
And then that buys me time to get to day two. Eat
that and get rid of it. Because like that shit's day two, day three sandwiches and they'll go.
But as long as you have your like day one covered and snacks to get you like through to the next meal, then I think like you're fine. But like there's been times that I haven't even eaten like the little snacks because I found really good food on the road. And I think, well... That's not like a baggie of peanuts.
Yeah, my eyebrows are raised. Like, this happens?
Well, I think What ends up happening for me, best case scenario, is I eat breakfast 300 times. So, like, if I'm on the road...
That's true.
And you can get... And you're with a bunch of, like, meatheads, and they're like, we're going to the Irving Big Stop to eat. Then at least I know I can get an omelet and toast.
Yeah.
Like, that rules. Like...
And if you're vegan, you can get dry toast.
You can get dry toast if you're vegan, and you can get...
You might get a fruit salad.
That... Yeah, fruit salad. And yeah, like, that's it. Like, I'm just like, as long as there's a breakfast at this place, I can eat some eggs and bread.
And, like, we're talking from the perspective, again, of being, like, off and on vegan, vegetarian. Road trips tend to be more vegetarian than vegan, by far, I would say.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is by design. So, like, as far as, like, vegan-specific things, like, I mean, Clif Bars are vegan, Topher is vegan. All this stuff would be vegan anyway.
Yeah.
But like your truck stop stuff is
like you know,
there's there's no fucking chance.
You go to Tim Hortons, you get a dry bagel. You could get a bagel. Now they don't even have any real veg. They only have like tomato and lettuce now. You used to be able to get like cucumbers and onions and all that shit. Like you can't get anything. So if you got to do fast food, I think the safest bet is a Subway. Because you can you can get tons of veggie things there, but
yeah, and they do have like vegan options as far as like the sauces and stuff go,
and the breads.
That's your option, but you have to convince everyone that you're traveling with
to go to Subway.
They
don't want to go to Subway. They all want
Wendy's.
They all want Wendy's, or Burger King, or McDonald's, or KFC. Like and they also do want not. They do not want Subway.
And they also want to stop every 2 hours. They want to eat at supper time. They want to eat like. On a schedule, because they're not used to living the lifestyle of, you know, the non-privileged vegetarian who can't fucking eat on the road.
Or the super privileged who chose vegetarian as a lifestyle. They would. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, meatheads.
So, packing for camping. The best... this is going to be funny. This is the best I've ever packed for camping. I made one sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm going for like 5-6 days.
Okay.
So one sandwich.
Is this with Crashy Tom again?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is this Gaspé?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I packed a bunch of apples.
Okay.
Apples are great for packing.
Yeah.
Vegetarian, vegan, meathead, whatever the fuck you are. An apple's really good to have on the road.
Yeah.
They're not going to go bad.
Makes sense.
Like, they're just good to have.
They're not going to get squashed like a sandwich. Nope.
And they're quick to eat on the road. Like, you can stop on the whatever corner you fucking want. Have an apple. And they, you know, they'll last the trip. Pack of veggie dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Because you will get really sick of sandwiches and apples and Clif Bars really quick. You'll want some hot food.
Yeah.
And chances are, like, we're cooking on a fire.
Yeah.
So like,
So you don't even need a stove. Exactly.
So I'm like, okay, well, fucking, yeah. Some veggie dogs, tofu dogs is where it's at.
Yep.
Buns, whatever, optional.
I was like, do you bring buns or do you bring bread? You have bread with you? Or
I can't remember what we did on the trip. Maybe I wrapped buns. Maybe
you could just eat a whole pack with no bread and you could fit all that in your stomach.
Yeah. But you could also bring bring a ketchup bottle with you. Freeze that shit before you go. There's a good little ice pack.
Okay.
So like, hot tip right there.
a ketchup bottle frozen.
So
probably also ill-advised. But anyway.
So the other thing I took, this was the first, and it was actually quite good, is I brought along some tofu, and I had like a little frying pan to kind of like put over the fire.
Yeah.
And I didn't bring regular tofu because you have no spices, seasoning, shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
everyone was cringing when they were like, you're bringing tofu?
Yeah, yeah. Tofu, camping tofu.
Yeah.
I just bought like the fucking like smoked pre-marinated stuff.
And you can eat that. Like raw right out of the package. It's so good.
Yeah. And I was just being lazy.
They're still cringing at what I just said there too.
Fact is, I make a fucking amazing salt and pepper tofu.
You do.
It's just salt and pepper.
You do.
So if you can't enjoy that, you can really go fuck yourself.
It's wild how good that is though.
So anyway, just slice that. This the point of this stuff, the pre-marinated stuff, is that you can just eat that raw without cooking it. So we could throw it on the pan, throw it on the fire, cook it up, warm it up, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. I could have eaten that shit on the side of the road like a fucking apple.
Just like bite into a brick of tofu
not a problem. Not a problem.
Yeah, I could too.
That's like all the protein I need for the week.
And you don't even need to eat today.
Yeah.
After that, you don't need to eat tomorrow.
Yeah.
Didn't you also bring potatoes?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
So you brought up like a
bag. That was the other hot tip.
A bag of potatoes.
I bought this. Like I said, I anxiety. Anxiety no more. And I'm on the cheap too, right?
Yeah.
So I bought a bag of I think they're either small medley potatoes, but they're like the little tiny baby potatoes.
Oh yeah.
So they're like they're only about, you know, the size of like, you know, a loony or something.
Yeah.
Each one. So
to our American friends.
Yeah.
That's a dollar.
So this I am not gonna eat raw. But we know we're camping, we have fire. And, like, I have the pan. I can throw it in the pan, slice it up with some salt and pepper or whatever. I think what... I don't know if we ended up doing them in tin foil. I think I probably just brought tin foil.
Yeah.
And we just, like, take those potatoes, throw them in tin foil. Again, we have these little packets of salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Throw that shit on there. Throw it on the fire. Come back and, like... because
you can throw that right into the fire. Throw
it in the fire.
Yeah.
Come back in 30 minutes, and you're eating, like, the best fucking potatoes for breakfast.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah. That was like, the most prepared... trip that I did food wise.
Yeah.
However, a word of warning that, yeah, day 5, 6, whatever, 7 comes along and you have like one hot dog left, get rid of it. And like, yeah, there was that day where you're like, I don't want a hot dog. I don't want another potato. I don't want another fucking Cliff Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I remember going to this one grocery store and Crashy Tom got like a, I don't know, like a fucking Lunchables or something like that. I don't know what the fuck it was. And it's like, oh great, a grocery store in the middle of fucking nowhere, Quebec. And you go in, it's like, I don't even think there is like a bread on the shelf that is vegetarian. Like, there is nothing in this store that I could potentially throw money at and walk away with food.
You're like, I guess I'm eating ketchup chips tonight.
Yeah, it was basically, and you know, arguably the ketchup chips probably had like, I don't know,
bacon dust
beef in it. Yeah, so like it was as bad if not worse than the general store for sure.
So like, I mean, I think like that kind of makes you the champion of camping food. So then like there's this other problem where like you're crashing with a friend. You got this, you're all planned out, you're heading out, you're going to, like, you're going to stay at your friend's place for the weekend, or you're going to stay at one friend's house this night, another friend the next night, another friend the next night, and all of a sudden you realize, like, the odds of them being vegetarian, very small.
Very slim.
And they don't know what vegetarians eat.
No.
So, you're probably going to be eating bread, and you probably, in our case, could eat the eggs and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, unless you have packed some grocery list for yourself, like, that's what you're having. So you need to, like, hunker down, get on the toast, and tomorrow's a new day.
See, the problem with that scenario is that, like, unlike the camping one and the spontaneity of the other one, this one is kind of like a mix where it's like, you know what you're doing, you know what you're getting yourself into, has some spontaneity involved. But they're also like, no, 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 no. Don't worry about picking up food.
I got lots of food.
Just don't worry about that. We'll supply the beer. We'll supply the food. You just need to show up. This is a lie.
They're in control of your destiny. And your destiny is you're going to drink the beer, but you're going to eat toast.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. And then the next day you're like, great, thanks for having me over. And your stomach's going gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. And then you hit up Sobeys, like on your way to town, and be like, what the fuck can I buy for like $5 right now? And like get back on the road. And it's probably
Cliff Bars. You can buy 2 Cliff Bars.
You can supplement that morning with an extra Tim Horton sandwich and a couple Cliff Bars and get yourself at a fucking Dodge.
Sometimes I think when you're on the road, like the most important part is like, I just need coffee. If I have coffee, I can keep going. If I have coffee, I can, my brain will work and I will just keep going.
So traveling and hotels, and hotels is also like, it's kind of again, it's a mixture. It's got the spontaneity. You probably did pack shit. And the answer is pizza.
You got to order a pizza. You're ordering
every hotel just equals pizza.
Yeah. Yep.
And probably breakfast in the morning.
The pizza is the breakfast and you're covered.
And sometimes pizza is the rest of your trip.
Yeah.
I didn't mention that in the road trip. Sometimes you just buy a fucking pizza.
Yep.
And eat that for the week.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like that last hot dog at week, you know, day four.
Yeah, hotels, I think, like, you're definitely going to be ordering some food, unless the hotel has a restaurant you can walk to and there's something fucking great there. But
yeah, there's not.
You're probably ordering a pizza from wherever, and you're at the mercy of, like, oh, what's the good local pizza?
Yeah. So, like, since we're talking about restaurants, or, I mean, since we're talking about hotels,
yeah,
let's talk about restaurants, because, like, yeah, obviously, like, you know, for vegetarian, pizza is easy choice, lots of veggies, whatever. You can get cheese and stuff.
Yeah.
Even that, in Salem, there was a restaurant that had, I think, a vegan.
Like option. A vegan. Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, you might get lucky sometimes if you're vegan on the road and find a pizza.
Yeah.
Largely, you're out of luck and you're just eating french fries and maybe a salad or whatever.
Or the Clif Bar, a certain Clif Bar, because, like, they're not all vegan.
Typically on the road, we have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetarian breakfast is going to be an option. Pizza and french fries. That's it.
Yeah.
If you go to a restaurant, that is all you have to hope for.
Like, or all day breakfast. All day breakfast, yeah. I think that's an answer.
All day. Pizza all day.
Pizza all day.
French fries all day.
French fries all day. Salad all day. Yeah. No, that's the four food groups.
Yeah. So, like, you don't get... But people think that's fine. They're like, oh, there's a vegetarian option there. There's one option that you're going to eat all week. And it's like, no, dude, like, I eat food, like, a lot of it.
Yeah.
And like,
like, do you eat the one same meal for a whole week?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I would eat burritos every day for a week, but, like, no. Come on.
Yeah, like, you know, you might want, like, a burger or a veggie fish and chips or, like, a, you know, vegan lasagna.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, dream on.
Yeah. But, like, that's shit that we eat. And you don't get that on the road. You get literally side dishes.
Side dishes.
And pizza.
Or an egg salad sandwich from, a gas station.
Yeah. And that's just fucking nasty.
Yeah. Have you been to any motorcycle events and have been faced with trying to eat there?
I mean, that's one of the places where you just, like, don't bother.
I think you go to the fry truck.
Cotton candy. You can cotton candy. You might get
cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
You fucking monster. Available.
There's
cotton candy for supper.
For the non-vegans, there will be popcorn. There's always a popcorn truck of some. I don't know why.
Yeah, why?
Because they're fucking children.
Oh.
Bike rallies are fucking full
of children. And then otherwise, it's very meat-centric.
Yeah.
There's a pig roasting on a fire.
Yep.
There's just barbecue anythings.
Yeah, there's like
hamburger truck.
Barbecue contest. This person's selling hamburgers. Mm-hmm. This person's flipping fucking, I don't know, what the fuck.
Yeah, I would end up at the fry truck and then I'd regret my life later, but
yeah,
you know.
I mean, we can talk about this on, like, a different episode with a different topic, but, like, the connection to, like, meat and, like, masculinity and bike culture and motorcycles, it's so ingrained and so gross.
It's toxic.
It's fucking nasty.
Yes.
Bike rallies are like a cesspool for, like, this gross, toxic environment of, like, mentality and food.
Yep.
So if you're vegetarian and even remotely, like, environmentally conscious or left wing or something, bike rally's not for you.
It's not for you.
These are not your people.
No, that's very, very accurate.
Yeah.
So yeah,
there's nothing to eat at a bike rally. You're a vegetarian.
So
there's no reason to go to a bike rally, actually.
And I'm going to sidestep for a second because, like, we can talk food all day long, like we just have, but you also got to think about another part of vegetarianism and veganism and how that relates back to the motorcycle world is all of your gear. So you're faced with the dilemma, like, am I wearing leather boots? Am I buying a leather jacket? Am I buying, like, a leather saddlebags or leather, like, gear for traveling with? And even if you buy something that's canvas or some other alternative, the odds are there's still probably, like, leather details.
Yeah.
And, like, and, you know, let's not even get started on sheepskins. So
yeah, sheeps don't naturally shed their skin.
Their whole skin.
No.
So do you wear leather, and do you also use any leather alternatives for your gear and stuff?
Okay, well, yes and yes and yes.
Okay.
I think this came up as a topic, like, really hard when we first started riding.
Yeah.
Which we were vegan, I think, at that time.
We were, yep.
And we've already had this like mental dilemma with like, dealing with leather. And which I think is safe to say we don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But we tend to like go with like used stuff, like already pre-owned, reusing, recycling, which in the vegan world is still not good enough for a lot of vegans out there.
Yeah.
But that's fine. We're not those vegans.
Yeah.
So we've always worn like, I've always worn army boots, Doc Martens.
Yep.
You're the same. We started riding with like I had my father's leather jacket from the 80s.
Which you're still wearing.
Which I still wear.
Yep.
So like I'm leather is not really a consumable for me. I don't buy leather.
Yeah.
And I look for alternatives where I can, but I do have, you know, obviously I have like some faux leather stuff and I have some leather stuff. I prefer canvas for everything. I've mm-hmm. always preferred canvas.
Canvas and denim.
And denim.
Yeah.
Yeah. My main jacket is denim. It's always been denim.
My main jacket is Cordura. I, on purpose, did not look for a leather jacket. And the leather boots that were on my feet, they were my Doc Martens that I bought when I was 15 years old. And I wore them for 20 plus years. So I didn't feel too much guilt about that. Like,
yeah.
You know, we're not... Yeah, we don't really consume leather. Today, the only probably leather I have is my Doc Martens, my belt.
Chaps.
And chaps, which were given to us when we first started riding.
Yeah.
And so we've had them for over mm-hmm. a decade. And then the details on my luggage. We have...
Right.
Though my luggage is... canvas? No.
It's canvas.
It's canvas?
Yeah, it's waxed canvas.
So, but it does have leather details and leather straps,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm going to have for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So, I would prefer if I was going to have anything that's leather, I would prefer that I would be buying it, like thrifting it or something. Or taking your dad's old jacket and wearing your dad's old jacket that's, you know, 40 plus years old.
Yeah, like I said, like there are some circles that don't even agree with that. But I think there's no harm personally in upcycling some of these older items.
When I was vegan, I will say, mm-hmm. I had my Doc Martens packed away and right. I was a cunt. And I would be like, excuse me, do you see what's on your feet? Do you know what happens to animals for you to have that on your feet? Like I was a fucker.
Yeah.
And I'm not that fucker anymore. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to make a choice and like being conscious about it. I think that there's some value in that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, there's like this stigma that people, for the most part now, have with fur.
Yeah.
That like even like your most meathead of a person like has an issue with fur.
Yeah.
And how terrible the industry is and how awful it is.
Well, you're killing all the fluffy, cute things.
But like leather's the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking thing. You're a fucking hypocrite. You can't say one is a piece of shit and one person's a piece of shit for doing this and you're not a piece of shit for doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Even if your excuse is like, oh, it's for my protection. No, it's not.
Well, just...
It's fashion.
It's fashion, but just...
It's fashion.
Just own up to it. Just say, yeah, I bought this piece of animal and I am prepared to protect it and use it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
Like, I'm not going to grow out of my Doc Martens. My feet are finished growing since I was 15.
Yeah.
They will go until they can't possibly go anymore.
Yeah.
And, like, so sheepskin, I mean, you've told a story about your sheepskin on the podcast.
I don't know if it was on the episode.
We both have sheepskins.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use them all the time. But every piece of sheepskin we own is all secondhand.
It's all secondhand.
You got yours, like, you basically thrifted yours.
I thrifted mine from a dead guy.
Yeah. And then did you cut it in half?
Yes.
And you shared half with your dad?
Yes.
Okay. And Kate and Melissa shared half of a sheepskin with me. And I bought a half, like a cut in half sheepskin from... Mm-hmm. A woman on Kijiji, and she has the other half. So, you know.
I mean, I don't love it.
Yeah, I don't love it either.
And to be honest, it on a trip, it's more of a nuisance than anything.
I
don't find it's very comfortable. And I find, at least on the trips I've been on, it gets fucking drenched in about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Or it just falls off your bike every 2 seconds.
When you get off your bike and it blows away?
Yeah. So I end up just like strapping it down with my luggage. Mm-hmm. And I never see it again.
Well, I use mine if I'm camping because it makes a good pillow. Or sometimes it's like a good to put under your body where, you know, your hips or your spine hurt.
I might get rid of mine. I don't like it.
Okay. That's totally fair.
Yeah. I'm going to be one of those now. You know what? Now I'm thinking about it out loud. I don't need that.
Especially not the dead guy's sheepskin. So you know what fucking sucks?
What fucking sucks?
Now this might fucking suck because basically it's on the same topic of the topics we're talking about, but it's when you're on a road trip and you literally eat the exact same thing forever, for every meal, forever, except pizza.
Except pizza. Okay. Okay. So I thought you were just going to say the exact same thing that I already said.
No.
And I was like, I just talked about this. Like, yeah, hot dog day four.
This used to happen to me all the time too. Like when I was traveling for roller derby and I could convince my teammates that I was traveling with to at least just go to Tim Hortons, at least go there. Mm-hmm. And I literally would live off of everything bagel, everything bagel,
yeah.
Everything bagel with an egg on top, everything mm-hmm. bagel. And like I said it already, like, you know, best case scenario, you can at least find breakfast. You can at least have an egg and get some protein and then pair it with some bread. But like eating the same thing over and over and over and over for every day, for every meal. And you just like at the end of it, you're like, can I just please go home and like cook a fucking stew?
Yeah.
Can I go home and eat like, I don't know, like a lasagna?
But chances are you're probably going to go home and get a fucking pizza.
And get a pizza.
Get like a good fucking pizza. And like, that's because we're like the, you know, professional personal pizza party podcast. But like, you're right. Like.
Pizza tour if 2019.
If you know a vegetarian and you're traveling with them on the road, just do them a favor, do them a solid, and everyone just get pizza.
Everyone get pizza, please.
Yeah. It makes life so much easier. And like I said, it's extra pizza is easy to pack.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's good at room temperature for a day or two, no matter what people fucking say.
Oh, God, yeah.
So it's fine. Like, and like, I really like the aspect, especially when we went to New York and whatever is in between here and New York.
everything.
All the different types of pizzas.
The different types of pizza.
Like, I'm a pizza person.
Mm-hmm.
So
you go to a different city and you're like, this is the type of pizza from this city.
Yeah.
And you can pick your favorites.
And like Massachusetts had the better pizza than Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Which I was shocked.
Arguably, yeah. For sure. It was also significantly more expensive.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Brooklyn, it was like $7 for like
a full
pizza.
Like a pizza the size of your house.
Yeah. And I don't know what the other one was, like probably like $40.
$40 for like a medium pizza.
Yeah, with like figs and weird shit on it. But yeah. It was good. It was
still really good. So I'm just saying it really fucking sucks when you're on the road and like you could be gone for 4 days and the only thing you eat for 4 fucking days is a Clif Bar. Over and over and over.
Yeah, that fucking sucks. Except for pizza.
Only pizza's good. Pizza is superior.
You know what I really got into like a couple years ago?
What?
Pizza. You'd stop and it's you. No, I would stop.
What?
Like looking for food. You run into Sobeys, you look at all their egg salad shit. And like, I'm not buying a loaf of bread today to take on the bike. I'm not buying like a package of tofurkey to take on the bike. If you hit them up at the right time, you can get a cheese slice of pizza for $2.99.
There you go.
It tastes like utter fucking garbage. But,
but it will sustain life.
It sustains life and it hits the spot.
And it's not an egg.
And it doesn't matter because that pizza sucks. You're going to have a good pizza later.
Yeah, the same day.
Yeah.
That's the only repetitive food you can have is pizza because it'll be different every single time.
All the pizza. Like to thank everyone who bought the t-shirts and merch over the past little while. It really helps pay for some of this podcast shit, so thank you. And if you don't want to buy a t-shirt because you're a fucking dick, go rate the podcast and give us a 5-star review. That also helps.
Hey, didn't you add like another feature on our website saltymotherclutchers.com that you could buy us a cup of coffee?
Oh, I thank you for mentioning, Aaron. Yes, I did. On the top of the website, there's something called buy us a coffee. And if you're also an asshole that doesn't want to buy a t-shirt and an asshole that doesn't want to rate us 5 stars, you can just buy us a coffee.
Yeah. But by buying us a coffee, it actually just means help pay for the podcast.
It pays for the podcast. And if you want to follow us online, we're on Instagram. We're kind of on Twitter, but not really.
We're thinking about getting rid of that Twitter, aren't
we? Yeah, fuck Twitter. Yeah. Instagram's the way to go. And
at Salty Mother Clutchers.
At Salty Mother Clutchers on Instagram. And you can email us if you still do email type things at saltymotherclutchers@gmail.com. And we will be sure to ignore your email.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Love you. Bye. Yo, I'm not going to be talking into this the whole time doing my.
I don't want to stop. I don't want
to
pee.
You know how hard it is to find smoked tofu now? Stop. That's how you do it. Hi, I'm Aaron. I got to mentally remember.
No transition here. Just whatever.
Oh. Oh, transitioning.
Transitioning. Episode. It's episode 28. Apple Corp in the ditch. Gun.
Nice. Okay.
Which it's ill-advised to throw that in the ditch, by the way.
Okay.
It attracts animals.
Okay, great. Thanks. Thanks for clarifying.
That's my PSA.
The topic today is vegetarianism and veganism.
So when people have like their vape helmets, you're going to need like a Keurig helmet.
You are so fucking sassy. You are spicy. Yeah. Anyone like to buy a used haunted sheepskin?